This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dull, toothless, and a big step in the wrong direction for South Park games. This is your IGN review of South Park Snow Day by Travis Northrup. Like being trapped indoors without power during an actual blizzard, playing South Park Snow Day had me frigidly wishing I could be anywhere else. A direct follow-up to the storyline of two excellent turn-based RPGs and a decent mobile spin-off, this cooperative 3D hack-and-slash admirably tries a lot of new things, but it throws the baby out with the bathwater in the process, leaving us with a monotonous, slipshod mess. The controls are awkward and clumsy, the weapons and abilities are limp and uninteresting, and even with only 5 levels that can be completed in as many hours, it still feels like it drags on for far too long. Worse than that, though, all the humor and shocking moments for which South Park and its recent games are known is utterly missing in action, leaving little to recommend about this hollow, repetitious dud. I don't know what we did to deserve going from a masterful Obsidian RPG that aptly captured South Park's attitude to this, but boy, does the fall hurt. South Park Snow Day is a perplexing, boring, third-person multiplayer game where you and up to 3 of your unluckiest friends smack and blast your way through waves of first graders. Aside from some mildly interesting card-based leveling mechanics and an amusing one-liner here and there, there are remarkably few glimmers of potential in this misadventure. But the vast majority of your time will be spent trudging through 5 levels of repetitive and tedious hack-and-slash combat that feels like it's straight out of 2008 and never gets more interesting. Even more disappointing is that it never once made me gasp or guffaw at an outrageous situation. South Park, The Stick of Truth, saw us spelunking in Mr. Slave's large intestine, dodging genitalia in the world's most messed-up rendition of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and questing in the two-dimensional and entirely accurately represented country of Canada. It was filled with hilarious moments that made me question how in the heck Ubisoft avoided an adults-only rating from the ESRB. The same was largely true in the follow-up from Ubisoft's internal studio, The Fractured But Whole. Snow Day returns to the Stick of Truth's make-believe fantasy setting, but here you just occasionally fart every once in a while in lieu of actual jokes. Sure, there are some very minor moments that made me smile, like the final boss fight being a surprisingly timely reference to Dune, but those moments are so few and far between that they only ever serve to get my hopes up before dashing them all over again. This is perhaps the most toothless South Park adventure ever created, which often feels like it's directed towards actual children rather than the revolting reprobates like me who came here specifically to be shocked and disgusted. After setting the bar so low, it was difficult to imagine, but the untidy, soulless combat that accounts for the vast majority of playtime is Snow Day's biggest miss. You select 1 of 3 melee weapons, 2 daggers, a sword and shield, or a battle axe, and 1 of 3 ranged weapons, a bow and arrow, a wizard's staff, or a wand, to bring into battle, allowing for precious few options for how to play. One of Snow Day's only good ideas are upgradable cards that you collect as you fight through levels. These grant passive benefits that allow you to cultivate a build throughout each stage, then disappear once the level is over, adding a minor roguelike element to the adventure. You might find interesting cards that augment your healing totem, enabling it to do things like revive down teammates, allow you to do more damage to enemies near it, or increase its area of effect, Or you can chase riskier cards, like one that turns your otherwise weak wand attack into a high DPS flame-spewing hose that lights you on fire too as a trade-off. While combat never stops being a sloppy, disappointing slog, collecting cards to augment your playstyle, then strategically leveling them up to make those abilities more powerful, injects a modicum of variety into it. The issue is that Snowday isn't a roguelike in any other way. You don't have to start the entire campaign over when you die, you just start at the beginning of that level. And even on the hardest difficulty, none of the levels are so challenging that you won't be able to beat them on the first try. So there's not a ton of pressure to create a really solid build since there's little to optimize for. Another example of a poorly thought out card mechanic is the single random bullshit card you get at the beginning of each level that lets you activate a more powerful ability a limited number of times. These might let you call down a rain of fiery meteors for straight DPS, or recover your health and make you invisible for a short period of time to escape danger. But none of them are all that interesting, and they only have a minor impact on gameplay since you can usually only cast them two or three times per level. Thanks to recent successes, we know exactly what a great South Park game looks like, and South Park Snowday couldn't be farther from it. I'm a huge fan of throwing out the rulebook to try something completely fresh, especially in this age of samey sequels and forever live service games that increasingly play it safe. But this bold attempt at a new direction misses the mark so drastically. I'm aghast at just how sideways things went. Whether it's due to the thoroughly unenjoyable combat or the uncharacteristically toothless and unfunny story, I can't recommend anyone waste their time on this cooperative lost cause, even my fellow diehard South Park fans. South Park Snowday's IGN score? 3. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Zeke Robison, and for the latest South Park updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.